Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The video game industry is an extremely habitual one. If there is one thing that publishers want you to be doing at all times, it is playing. Well, playing and spending money on in-game purchases, I guess. Still, even within this hamster wheel, there are even more machinations that help gamers form positive and indeed negative habits. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game habits you will never break. Number 8. Finding out if you can kill story characters. In a world where so much effort is poured into the smallest of video game details, I mean, did you know that Skyrim has ants that go about their day-to-day life? It's become something of a challenge to find each and every one of these teeny-tiny moments. This has resulted in some rather amusing discoveries that must have come about through some equally hilarious experiments, and one can only imagine how long some dedicated soul took to find out that horse testicles change size with the weather in Red Dead Redemption 2. Another example that must look utterly insane to outsiders is when players tried to find out who's actually an essential character in games, aka shooting and stabbing their own teammates to see if anything actually happens to them. On the rare occasion, you'll actually be able to send them flying, or even worse, kill them outright. And because some devs unlocked this feature for players, it's become a deeply rooted habit, to the point that the first thing that some players do is give their own teammates a shot to the chops. It's bizarre, it's definitely bullying, but it's also a habit that some gamers can't break. Number 7. Immediately checking behind you. It must be a nightmare being a video game art director. Not only do you spend countless hours getting your team to animate lush video game vistas and have to arduously pour effort into tiny details like the way that the sun reflects off of a trash can or even the fact that you've had to animate the trash itself, but apparently you'll also have to come to terms with the fact that 99% of gamers are going to completely ruin their first moments in your world by immediately spinning the camera behind them. I am sorry, but at the same time, you gotta blame those devs who constantly decide to hide items right behind players at the start of levels. Ever since the likes of Crash Bandicoot started hiding boxes right behind the player, nowadays I can't help but rotate the camera or run right towards it in the hopes of uncovering secrets. And annoyingly, the more that we collectively find, the deeper rooted this habit becomes. Sorry, you beautiful biomes, you'll have to wait until I've checked this starting area thoroughly. Number 6. Never trusting an autosave. Maybe it's thanks to being stuck behind repetitious cutscenes with no option to skip, or terrible checkpointing resulting in you losing huge chunks of progress at a time, but I for one will never, ever trust a video game autosave. And I know that I'm not alone in this. The horror of finding out that an autosave has failed its one job is unlike no other. And so if a title features a quick save option, or even a hotkey, then you best believe that I'll be spamming that thing to kingdom come. See a new enemy eyeing me up like I'm gonna be its new chew toy? Save. Enter a new area that definitely looks like an ambush site? Save. Spy an attractive alien for me to pitch some woo at and know deep down that I'll fail spectacularly? You best believe I'm saving. Even though game developers arduously plan checkpoints and must thoroughly check these sections, for some reason, I, alongside so many others, will simply never trust their judgment when it comes to saving. Number 5. Hoarding healing items and then never using them. Is there anything more pleasing to the eye than spying a healing item in a video game? Whether it's a mushroom that brings Mario back to fighting fit form, or a med kit that allows you to stay in the firefight for a bit longer, the security that healing items offer is enough to usually invigorate players to take a few more risks, knowing that they now have the supplies to pull them back from the brink. However, in a rather shocking move, many players simply choose not to use these healing items and instead hoard them just in case. I too am guilty of this sin, staggering through many a Resident Evil game, just one bite away from the big one, carrying with me enough green herbs to make Snoop Dogg jealous. And I'll refuse to use them with the justification that I'll probably, maybe, definitely need them later. But that later, it turns out, is almost right then and there, you bloody idiot. But you'll have a hard time overriding this command in our brains as hoarding healing items for fear of an even bigger and badder boss that sometimes never comes is pretty much part of our DNA at this point. Number 4, reloading after firing one bullet. If first-person shooter games were an indicator of real-life infantry conflicts, then it wouldn't be just teabagged bodies that litter the streets, but an entire truckload of tossed clips and magazines. The habit of reloading after firing even a single bullet is so ingrained into the genre that it's actually impossible to break. Now, I know what you're saying, but why would I want to break this habit? I need a full clip in case somebody rounds the corner into the barrel of my gun. And you know what? You're right. It makes no sense to carry around less ammo than it would take to down an opponent, but it doesn't stop this moment from being so incredibly odd. In fact, some video games have actually experimented with this trope to highlight how ridiculous it is, forcing you to lose ammo that you chuck away, or merely switching the clip so that you'll still have, I don't know, 5 or 6 shots left when you reload from this fresh one. After doing some tests, devs found out that this clip dump mentality actively affects player aggression, and indeed the speed of the game overall, with instant reloads prompting players to push on and not measure your ammo in a conservative manner. So breaking this habit might actually never happen because the games themselves, well, they now rely on it to add speed and aggression into their games. Number 3, spending hours in character customization only to wear a helmet. One of the funniest things to ever come out of the whole Cyberpunk launch debacle wasn't the fact that on consoles the game stank like rancid haddock, nor the fact that the review outlets were pretty much only given access to the good bits of the game, but instead in how the title approached its character customization. For weeks before launch, we were promised the ability to change literally any aspect of our avatar, allowing them to dress and look however we wanted them to, and seemingly at no point did anyone mention the fact that in a first-person shooter perspective that we would be seeing precisely none of these features outside of the occasional mirror. Still, many racked up a rather worrying amount of time personalizing each and every detail, all because it's a hardwired process to make custom characters and then completely cover them head to toe in armor or gear. The number of times that I've spent making sure my character's nose is long enough to cosplay as Usopp from One Piece, only to slam his hooter inside a helmet, is unreal, and yet I never, ever question this as a waste of my time, despite it 99% of the time being just that. Number 2, boarding the hype train. Ah yes, the hype train, the name given to the sound of our wallets collectively screaming in agony each and every time a new title rolls out its marketing campaign. The hype train is a wonderful ride for sure, hitting prospective customers with twists and turns akin to a roller coaster. Yet it's only once we've finished our double loop consisting of gameplay teasers, pre-order bonuses, and spicy trailer edits do we realize that half the time this theme park ride was actually just a delayed 1800 to Slough during rush hour, and that the game in question isn't going to be all it was made out to be. It's so easy to board this beast thanks to clever marketing and rather exploitative editing tricks. And since the market is now much more geared to taking your money up front with pre-orders, players end up investing both money and emotions pretty heavily and pretty early. That feeling of excitement turning to worry to, oh lord, it is too late to get off, is a very real feeling indeed, and it's one that unfortunately we'll end up doing all over again when the next hype horn blares in the distance. And number 1, completely ignoring the main quest. Now this one is pretty much at the epicenter of unbreakable habits, as collectively our ability to flat out ignore the end of the world in favour of literal busy work is quite frankly remarkable and extremely worrying. I can't think of a single game that has managed to keep me on the straight and narrow if it's also a title that possesses even a tiny amount of side quests. And even if the world is quite literally seconds away from ending, I'll drop everything to help a farmer find his missing prized pig or take part in an underground boxing match. The two aren't linked, by the way, but again, that would make for a ridiculously mad side quest that I would totally do in favour of the main one. For as much as video games nowadays will tout that they brought in epic storytellers and legendary writers, we gamers just can't help but abandon the main quest as soon as bright and shiny objects are offered up as rewards elsewhere. It can completely fracture the overall experience from a narrative perspective, but at the end of the day, it's the developer's fault for making their optional content so utterly tantalising.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.